Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Here we are. Do
Welcome,
here we go.
welcome.
We're excited to be with here with you tonight for our first session of the Thriving Intimacy class. And can you all hear us? If you can hear us, at least one or two of you, if you could just put in the chat window, yes,
Great.
great. Thank you,
Thank
everyone.
you.
Awesome. Just want to take a moment to say how excited we are to
Yeah.
be here with you. And this course has been a long time in the making and represents work that we are really, really passionate about. And we're so excited to be sharing that with you tonight. And if you are listening or watching after tonight because you couldn't be here live, we're thinking of you too, and we're holding everyone
Yes.
here in the space of how we're growing and changing our relationships. And some of you have already written to give us a little bit more background about your situation. And we're really appreciating getting some extra information. So if you have a chance to do that and follow up on the email that we sent earlier, that would be great, just so we have more information about you. It's not crucial for tonight, but as the course progresses, important.
Yeah, good for us to know.
Yeah. Also, apologies for we had a technical glitch at the last minute, so we decided to go with this webinar system. And so I want to just go over with you. Most of you were on our original webinar, but if you weren't, I just want to point out a couple things. The first is that there is a chat window on the right-hand side, which you can put information in that we for us to see. And what our plan is to basically go through and do a bit of a presentation, which is going to have some exercises. And then at the end, we'll have a question and answer period. So as questions come up, if something feels like especially urgent, put it in the chat window. And otherwise, just save it for the end, and we will dedicate that a whole 30 minutes at the end for Q&A. If you scroll down below your chat window, we don't see it on our screen, but on your screen, you should see a little thing that says reconnect. So if at any time the sound drops out or something like that, you can just go down and click reconnect, and it will connect you back to the webinar.
And this is all recorded in case you did miss something.
Yes.
You can always get it later.
So the other thing that's kind of cool is that for the question period, we do have the ability to share the presentation stage with you for you to ask your question. Maybe what we can do is if you do find yourself with a question and you want to speak the question, and that can be really helpful for us so that we have a chance to interact with you, then what we can do is we can share the stage with you. And so when we do that, it will give you a little message that says, Neil and Chloe want to make you a presenter. And you click OK, and it will ask if it can use your camera and your microphone. And you want to say yes, but here's the thing. If you don't actually want to appear on the screen, then you can just cover the camera with your hand. And what we will do is we can actually turn the camera off on this end so that people will at most see the palm of your hand, and then they won't see you.
You can just let us know either way in
Yeah.
the chat window how you want to be, how you want to appear.
Right. And that way we'll at least we'll get your voice, and we'll be able to talk that way, which would be exceptional. So that I think those are all the technical things. So if you find yourself with a question when we get to that part, just again put something in the chat window so we know that you have your hand raised, and then we can share the stage with you and take it from there.
Sounds great. Thanks for doing all that housekeeping.
You're welcome.
So now we can just sort of dive in and go from there.
Let's do it.
Great.
All right.
So now we'll share the screen just with a few slides. It's not as slide intensive as the webinar, but just to kind of guide our conversation here.
And if you decide you really want to see our faces, let us know. Okay.
Great. So we first wanted to just sort of begin by having welcome. Here you are. First, one other thing is it might be good if you don't have paper and a pen around to just have a piece of paper and a pen around, because we'll have you jot down a few things. If you don't have one, it's okay. Maybe you could just write it down on notes in your computer, or it's really just a couple things we'll have you write down. But really that's just this first little piece. We were just hoping that maybe, and if you can't write it down, you can just sit with this question for a minute of really how is the state of your relationship right now? What is it that you are going through? What is it that you're working on? What is it that you're struggling with? Just sort of getting a pulse. And you probably, you know, a lot of you who wrote to us prior have already kind of done this, but it's just a good way to kind of tune in and connect with where you're at and what you're struggling with, what you're feeling, just giving you a couple of minutes to jot down or a couple of moments to jot down a few things.
Yeah. You might also write down what's great. What are the things that you appreciate? You could even, if you wanted to do it shorthand, you could make like an appreciations column and a frustrations column and just list things out just to give yourself an overall sense of the temperature of your relationship. And when we're not here together, so in your own time, you may want to go into a little bit more detail. And there are two reasons behind that. One is that it will be helpful when we get to the end of the course for you to look back on what you wrote now and see everything that's changed. So we have a little bit of an ulterior motive in getting you to take this moment to reflect on how things are now. And then the other reason is that the more that you can bring awareness and attention to what's happening in your relationship, then and articulate it, then the more you will be in a new position of awareness as those things come up again and again. So there may be a lot that you feel like is already part of your awareness and your relationship, what is working, what isn't working. But as you sit with the question now or after this class, see what else pops into your mind, just so that as those things are happening, whether good or bad, over the course of the coming weeks, you'll be like, oh yeah, I know about that. There's also something about writing it down that can put it in its place, so it doesn't have to be plaguing you on your mind over and over again. You put it there and then it can rest. So it doesn't have to be persistent in your brain over and over again.
Great. So now we're going to just start by getting a little centered. And first I'm just going to do a few invocations, we call them, to just get us all here. And then we'll move into just a quick guided meditation, a centering practice, and knowing that I'll start that process and then Neil will end it. So you'll hear my voice and then you'll hear Neil's voice. So don't be alarmed when he chimes in. So first, I just invite you to be here, present in your body, and I'm going to invoke that we can all be here together all over the world, being here together in the flow, receiving what's required for our highest healing. Just invoking that everything that comes into this call tonight is filtered through all of our enlightened source. And comes filtered through the enlightened source and into the present now for the highest and purest healing and embodiment that we all be. And you can take a deep breath on that. And I just invite us all also to close circuits. So just quickly, that would mean really just energetically closing circuits on what might have happened in your day or anything that might be stressing you out or keeping you from being present here. Closing any and all circuits that are not required or generative or life-giving for you in this moment to show up fully here now for this class and this call. And activate change and generate healing immediately. And you can just take a deep breath in. So now we'll move on to tuning in. So I invite you, if you haven't already, to just get comfortable. You can even lie down for this if you want, or just sitting, getting centered in your body, tuning into your breath. And just noticing your breath, whether it's shallow or deep. There's no judgment, just noticing how your breath is ebbing and flowing. Noticing how your chest and your stomach rises and falls with that breath. Tuning into where your body is meeting the surface you're on. Just allowing for you to sink in. Sink into that support. I also invite you to now just tune into your body. Where are you fully occupied, and where might you be holding tension or pain or stress? Just bringing the breath to those places that need to soften or need a little softening. Just allowing that breath to fill those areas, to bring space to those areas. And as you breathe, I invite you to just release anything that doesn't really feel like yours. Maybe it's stuff you've picked up along the day, or your kids were upset, or your partner was upset, or someone at work, or you were walking down the street. Anything that you may have picked up along the day that just doesn't feel like yours. I invite you to just release that now with your exhale, just allowing for the earth to take that. Just releasing anything and everything that isn't yours. and gifting it back. With that gifting, just imagining that going deep, deep down into the earth, and imagining that you have roots that extend from your body and go deep down into the center of the earth, the molten core, that beautiful, vibrant potency of the earth, and just allowing for all of that to seep down into your roots, into the core of the earth, as if it's just being transmuted and transformed by that molten core. Then just imagining with your in-breath that you can breathe in that potency, that warmth, that groundedness, and also that deep feeling of being held. Just allowing for yourself to really connect with that support system that's below you and all around you. And with that groundedness, I invite you to just tune in for a moment to your infinite being, this beautiful resource that you have at your fingertips always. Your being, your essence, that connection that's all the way up connected to your soul, but that has that infinite resource for you at all times. Just allowing yourself, and you may have your own versions of this, and whatever it is that's just tuning into who you are beyond your physical form for yourself. Inviting you to really drink that in. And I activate the alignment of your divinity in every single cell and particle within you. And I activate the divinity in your cells and your particles and bring that down through the center of your being. And I extend it through all of you in all times, spaces, dimensions, and universes. Just allowing for that potency that you be, that resource that you be, to activate you, to align you, to awaken you to this moment.
And now I invite you to envision in your mind's eye an image that brings you joy or feelings of gratitude. This image that you conjure up will be a resource for you for at least the next few minutes and perhaps into the future. So just picture something strongly that connects you to a time in your life when you had a solid experience of joy and or gratitude. Both is great. And remember it, because you're going to need it in a moment. And now I'm going to ask you again to focus on your breath. And this time what we're going to do is I'm going to count slowly to four. And as I count to four, I'd like you to slow down your inhale for a count of four, and then slow down your exhale for a count of four. So as I count to four, you'll breathe in, and then I'll count to four again, and you'll breathe out. And see if, as we do that, if you can imagine your breath filling the space around your heart. So I'm going to start now with the counting. I'm just going to do this a few rounds so you can get a feel for it. So here we go. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And see if you can maintain that pace to your breathing, which for most of you will probably feel a lot slower than you normally breathe. And while you're doing that, go back to that image that we were thinking of a moment ago that brings you joy and feelings of gratitude. And you might even in your mind's eye take that image and move it from the place where you're seeing it down to where it's fully there in your space around your heart, so that you're breathing in to that image and feeling of joy and gratitude. And when you exhale it, because you experience so much, it's fine to breathe it out as well, to gift that love energy, that gratitude to the world as well. So do that a few more times. And then bring your awareness back to the rest of your body. You can move a little bit as you're able. If you were lying down and you dozed off, it's time to come back. And as you're coming back into the space, it's time to also think about your intention. And I invite you to think about your intention, not only for this particular session together, but what's your intention for the big picture? What do you want your relationship to be? If you could have everything you wanted, what would that look like? And then, what are some ways that you would know if your relationship was what you wanted it to be? What would you feel? What would you experience? What would you see in your life around you? What would it sound like? What might it taste like? The more that you can be clear about your intention and your vision and where you're headed, the more likely it is you'll get there. Which isn't to say that it's a fixed thing and that it can't bend or change, because what you feel is possible for you right now may not be even close to what actually is possible for you right now. So be willing to, and at the same time, be willing to grant yourself this, the ability to just make clear what it is you want. And we'll be talking more about that over time. So if hopefully now you're back with us and you can take a moment to jot down your intention for the next 7 weeks. And then I also wanted to mention that that last thing that we did in the tune-in is called heart-centered breathing. And it's a technique that is developed by the HeartMath organization, though there are plenty of other variations that are very similar. And this style of breathing, where you slow down your inhale and slow down your exhale and focus on things that bring you joy and gratitude, has been proven in studies to actually positively change your heart rate variability. And so the reason that we did that is that the more heart rate variability you have, the more resilient you are, the more you can handle stress. And the more stressed you get, conversely, the more you lose the variability in your heart rate. It gets rigid. And you can probably relate to that feeling of getting rigid when things start to get stressful or triggered. So we're going to talk a lot more in a later class about overcoming triggers, but I wanted to give you a taste of one method for doing that now. And the heart-centered breathing is something that you can practice when you're not in a stressful situation, just to give your heart that experience. And it will positively impact if you're having any sort of stress in your day-to-day life. It will have a huge positive impact on that. Doing heart-centered breathing for 5 minutes can influence your entire day. And then when you notice that you are getting triggered, you might try in the moment or taking a few moments away from whatever is triggering you to do heart-centered breathing and watch how that affects your entire state of mind, state of emotion, state of being, so that you can revisit whatever it was that was triggering you from a place that's much more resourceful and creative than when you're triggered.
Bringing you back to the present.
Exactly. And thank you, Chloe. So yeah, if you didn't catch what she just said, bringing you back to the present, which is where we are going to focus today's session.
So if you didn't watch our webinar, then you may not have seen the signature system, but many of you have. And this is our system that we've come up with to help transform your relationship. And today we are starting with the alignment step of this three-step process, and we will be focusing on presence. But I just wanted to kind of give you an overview of where we're headed in these 7 weeks. And yes, there are nine components to this, but we're, you know, some of them go hand in hand together, and we will be bringing each of these topics into our classes over the next 7 weeks. So as you can see, the first step is alignment, and that is we really start that with presence so that we can fully be here in the now, so that we can hold space for each other, so that we can receive each other. And then that flows into communication, and we'll give you some juicy tips on how to communicate better with your partner. And then it'll flow into the container, And we'll go obviously more into all of this, but really this is the framework. It's the foundation that will help us move into the second step, which is the healing step. And it really creates the safety that allows for us to move into healing together. And then we'll move into curiosity. And this is all about being curious about your experience. And with the right questions, this step can completely transform your life, really, and definitely your relationship and your experience in your day to day. And then we'll go into the continuum, which really is our word for how to really open up intimacy and sensual energy. Oh, thank you, Neil. into the continuum, which really just opens up sensual energy and sexual energy to a broader continuum than just we are either being intimate and making love with each other or making out, into here we are and we're feeding all of the aliveness and the potency and the beauty of our sensual and sexual connection throughout our day, and how to continue feeding that, whether we're together or apart. And obviously we'll get way more into that. Overcoming, and that goes into overcoming triggers and how to get yourself back when you're completely hijacked, when you're in fight, flight, or freeze, or you just are so taken over by your triggers that, you know, you can't fully be present or communicate effectively or really do anything else because you're hijacked. So we'll get into that. And then that moves us up into the third phase, which is awakening. And that is moving into new possibilities. This is where we'll talk a lot about how society and family have impacted the way we look at relationship and how to actually clear that out and sort of uncreate what's been created in our experience, so that we can show up and really ask the question, what else is possible in our relationship, for ourselves, how we show up. And then we'll move into higher sex. And this really is amazingly transformative and will just transform the way in which you give and receive touch, and really seeing how when two of us come together in an intimate sexual connection, how that can awaken into a whole new realm of connection, and connection to the divine or whatever it is that you believe in, but connection into something greater than the two of you separately. And then lastly, we'll move into contribution and community. And this will speak about, we'll speak about a lot of things, but it's really about how coming together and actually contributing together in partnership to the world in whatever way that works for you, how that can really enrich your relationship. It can enrich the world. It can feed you. It can bring you into a new realm that isn't just about, oh, is this really it? Here we are, two people, we're in relationship, we kind of do our thing day to day, but really beginning to awaken to the possibility, the possibilities that open when we contribute and we become a part of the greater community. And that's just a very brief overview, but we just really wanted to give you a sense, again, of where we're going and where we're heading and why we're starting today with presence.
Yeah, this is really how it all fits together. And it, you know, the this graphic that we put together implies this linear progression, like presence, communication, container, curiosity, etc., like we just went through. And it's what's really going on is that each of these things is impacting your relationship at any given time. So you can look at it, and as you become more familiar with the language of each of these components along the way, then you'll be able to look at any given situation and say like, oh, like I guess my curiosity went offline there, or, I got so triggered and I forgot to like deal with that. And, or wow, we were so stuck in our patterns and we didn't go over, we didn't figure out a way to confront what was limiting us in that moment and move beyond it. So this is a diagnostic as well as a roadmap. And you'll see how we weave all of these components together as we move forward. Mm. But back to presence.
What is it anyway? What is presence?
So you might take a minute to just think for yourself about what does it mean when, how do I know when I'm present? What does that mean to me? And how do I know when I'm not present or absent? What is that like? What is that experience like? You might also ask the question, how do you know when your partner is present? And how do you know when they're not present? Because for any given moment, there's always evidence that we're responding to one way or the other, or it could be a lack of evidence. Hmm. So in general, we define presence as the art of being in the moment, giving and receiving, being open to what is, and able to respond to what is happening in the moment. So I know that for me, when I am talking to Chloe and telling her about something that happened in my day, and I finish talking and there's a pause, and then she asks me, what do you want for dinner? Then that to me...
That never happens.
Feels like a sign that she's not present. Now, it actually might be that she's really present to her hunger. And so she's wants to address that in the moment. So that's where it gets a little more nuanced. But I might say like, yeah, when you don't acknowledge what I've said, with at least a, I hear you, or wow, that sounds really hard or amazing or whatever it is, then I don't feel her presence. Or for myself, I might think that, I might notice that I'm really distracted from whatever is happening and Chloe is talking to me or sharing with me and I'm thinking about what else is happening in the world or whether I remembered to send that email. And so for me, that sense of being distracted is a sign that I'm not actually being present. And I know that I'm present, one, because a lot of the rest of the world will disappear. Mm-hmm. Aside from what is happening right there with me. Mm-hmm. There's a feeling also that comes out of being present with Chloe. And this is something that develops the more you and your partner develop presence with each other, where it's like locking into a groove and there's this unshakable sensation that I'm being heard and seen and not being judged.
Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's like, there's almost a way in which you can be actively present where you can, it's almost like you're holding space for your partner. It's like you're actively engaged in listening. Like you could almost tell them back to their face exactly what they're saying, and you're being present and holding space with love and compassion while they're speaking to you. And then also while you're speaking, like what is it that you're saying? How is it that you're showing up? Are you are you really holding your own space? Are you really in yourself? Are you really speaking from who you are, not what you think they want to hear? And really, you'll start to become aware of when it is that you're fully in your presence, when it is that you're fully showing up, when it is that you are in that place of essence, when you are not like becoming their energy, but almost like you're meeting them halfway, like you're filling up that space, your own energy field and your own space. And then hopefully your partner is able to do the same. And we'll play with this over the 7 weeks, but really like filling up so that you're meeting each other energetically right there, without like extending yourself over to them, but actually being in your own, it's like your own internal compass almost, like you're tuned into yourself enough and they're there, and whatever experiences they're having, you're able to stay in your center. And
yeah, so there's something about being present that you can imagine this for yourself in some ways of being unshakable. Mm. Not that you're unmovable, but no matter what is happening with your partner, by bringing your presence to it, you're allowing yourself to bend and sway like the most resilient tree in a really stiff breeze. But to not abandon, to not collapse, mm-hmm. to actually stay there, with your partner. There was something else that Chloe said too, that reminded me of that presence is also an openness to what is happening with your partner in a way that is free of judgment. And this comes up often when you are touching your partner, and this question of whether you have an agenda for what is happening in the moment. So like, you know, I think of this in terms of, let's say you want to have sex with your partner and you approach them. And so you have this really strong intention to be physical and intimate with your partner. And so you touch them in a way that you hope will bring them on board and engage them or signal to them, hey, it's time. And so many of us, like when that happens, if they don't respond the way that we're hoping, then you can immediately go into being triggered. You can ignore what the feedback that you're getting and just kind of like keep going and hope that they come along for the ride, which is all totally different. That's about being kind of absorbed in your agenda for the moment, mm. versus bringing your intention to the moment, but then noticing, oh, when I touched my partner on the arm, she or he didn't like softly nuzzle into me, which was what I was hoping for. What actually happened was they stiffened. I wonder why that is. This gets a little bit into curiosity, which is coming later as well. But it's this openness so that like if you are there in the moment, you will notice, oh, what's happening isn't what I wanted to happen, hoped would happen. It might be what I'm afraid will happen. And by being present, I'm actually noticing those things. I'm noticing, oh, this isn't what I hoped it would be. Or, oh, wow, like she stiffened or he stiffened and I got scared and I felt a little contraction within me. And maybe I pull away at that point and, or like I feel that desire to run and be in another room even. If you're present, you probably wouldn't run and hide in another room. You would notice that for yourself and you would stay put.
Well said. And that brings us into presence versus attunement or and attunement. And I love this. I love this way of looking at it. So presence being what we're talking about, it's almost your own internal experience. It's what is really going on for you in this moment. And how can you hold yourself and feel centered in yourself, like we were just speaking about? And attunement is really what happens when you both are present and you're there and you're able to be, or you're attuning to each other. You're attuning to each other in presence simultaneously. And this is such a beautiful thing that can occur when you both are in your presence, because it can bring such alignment. It can bring such such an opening for new things to arise. So for instance, with that example you just spoke of, Neil, there might be a way in which if you are able in that moment to stay present in yourself and be like, oh, well, my agenda might have been this, but my intention is really just to connect with you, to deeply connect. And whatever and however we can do that in the moment would be great. So if you're both able to stay present in that moment, you can begin to attune to what it is that would bring that kind of connection, what connection that would feed you both in that moment, and then how to move into that kind of connection together. So it might be, oh, I'm noticing actually that might not be something that you want in this moment. So what might we be able to do to connect? Could I maybe just hold you, or could we take a walk so that we could just be together in our presence? Could, you know, you just begin to sort of find a way to come back to presence together, find a way to be on the same page, find a way to attune to the moment and attune to each other. Do you want to add to that?
Yes. So just to echo, because this is really important, presence is mainly about your awareness of your own experience in the moment and being okay with it. It doesn't have to mean that it's what you want, or that's how things are always going to be, but you recognize that you're okay with it, and that puts you in a position to actually do something with that information. Attunement is when you bring that state of your internal awareness to the connection with your partner, so that as your partner, who is hopefully also present, is responding to you, then you're able to notice what is happening with them, notice what that does within you. And there's this amazing dynamic that happens, and it's partly because of the energetic interaction that's happening, as Chloe was talking about earlier. There's also, we have these mirror neurons in our brains that are designed to look at another person and give us their experience. Mm. So, and this is like a physiological mechanism that we possess. So the more you're tuned into your own experience, that becomes a baseline for you. And then as you bring that attention to your partner, suddenly their impact on you starts to shift the baseline, and you start to really feel what's happening with them. And that is only going to enhance your relationship. And this is a great example of why the work that we're talking about works really well, even if you're not here with your partner right now, because all of your as you increase your capacity to be present with yourself and to be okay and open in the moment, mm-hmm. then everything is going to shift between you and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about being okay, we're really talking about being a yes to the moment.
Yeah, being a yes to whatever it is that comes up. It's allowing you to just, you know, as Neil was saying, there may be things in the present moment and while you're being present that feel uncomfortable. There might be sadness, there might be grief, there might be tension, there might be something that came up from the past, there might be happiness, whatever it is. Instead of rejecting that, instead of contracting and being like, oh, I don't want to feel this way, whatever it is, being in the presence and being an absolute yes to whatever it is that arises in the present moment for yourself and between the two of you, it will allow, that's like where the healing can occur. That's where big shifts can happen. Because when we're a yes, when we're a yes to whatever's arising, that gives us so much information and allows for us to move through it instead of away from it time and time again. And that's what can create those patterns and those cycles and those things that just keep coming back to us and keep creating pain and grief and struggle in our lives are sometimes the things that we're resisting. So to really bring a yes to the present moment, to really bring a yes to what is present for you, can make all the difference.
What's really powerful about this is, again, we're not saying that you have to accept something that's the way things are always going to be, or that by being a yes to it, that means that somehow you approve of it. What being a yes to something that makes you uncomfortable is, it's more about saying, this is what is, and I'm okay with that. Like I'm going to allow myself to have that experience. I'm going to allow it to impact me. And then you're able to respond. So it's like if you play a sport like tennis or basketball or something like that, or maybe you can imagine these sports, a no would be like you hit a bad shot. Okay, I'm going with the tennis metaphor. So you hit a shot across the net and you feel inside you that it was a bad shot. And you hit it, but then you get down and you turn away from your opponent. And it turns out that your opponent actually hit an equally bad shot. But if you had been paying attention, you would have been there to stay in the game. But since you weren't paying attention, you were a no and you kind of shut down and felt horrible, then you missed your opportunity. Now, I'm not suggesting that you and your partner are opponents in a game of tennis, although that can be fun. But what I am suggesting is that by being a yes, you keep yourself on the court. You keep yourself able to keep the ball going back and forth. And it's just like that game that you play as a kid when you're trying to just keep the balloon in the air. Like all you want to do is keep it in the air. Sometimes a relationship is like that. It's like, let's just keep this thing in the air. Mm-hmm. And that gives you the space to be creative and make changes when changes are required. Mm.
Beautiful. So now we're just going to move into two simple tools quickly that you can use to bring yourself back into presence when it's feeling challenging. So one of those quick and easy things to do is called fact finding. And really, I mean, you can do this on your own if you find yourself being hijacked or stuck in the past about something or triggered or something's anything that's really bringing you out of the present moment. You can use this tool, fact finding. And really all it is you sit there and you can just notice. Like here I am sitting across from Neil. So his sweater is black. His sweater has a collar. His shirt is blue and white stripes, and he has dark brown glasses on, and his eyes are blue. And behind him, the wall is light yellow. And there is a light on that has red, a red bottom to it, and golden cone-like shades. You know, you kind of just begin to really fact find the room, fact find your partner, whatever it is. And I know it sounds so silly and simple, but it's amazing what it can do. It literally just brings you back to the moment. And in this moment, here now, your age, you know, where you are, and it can just completely shift the trigger. It can completely shift you back into the moment. And if you do that together, if you're feeling like, oh, we're not here, either of us are somewhere else, let's fact find, get ourselves back online, and then we can come back into connection. So that's a great one.
You can do it silently, or you can do it out loud, which can be kind of fun, actually, to just like see how many random details about the space that you're in, the clothes you're wearing, the state of things. But again, stick to the facts, you know, so don't make judgments about what's happening.
Right, you look unhappy or those sorts of things. It's more like literally just stick into the physical realms of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil, you want to talk about closing circuits?
Sure. So we did this during the tune-in, and we put some language here on the screen that may or may not be helpful for you. The purpose of closing circuits is to energetically, emotionally, mentally, to take everything that's not relevant to the moment and put it aside. And I'm not saying that you're going to sweep it under the rug, never to be seen again, although some things maybe deserve to be vacuumed up and sent away. But the goal is that when something truly isn't helping you in the moment, to have a tool for you to just say, you know what, that's not part of what's happening here right now. So I'm going to table it until later. And there's some trust involved in closing circuits, even though you're working a little bit of magic here. When things are truly required to be in your field, in your awareness, then they will persist and present themselves. So if something like keeps knocking at the door, then it may be that you do in fact have to deal with that. And that's
it. And it's time.
And it's time. Exactly. We use this language. I close all circuits that are not generative meaning life-giving, or required for my highest healing and the highest good of my relationship. Now, you could change that depending on the circumstance that you're in so that it's relevant for you. Clearing anything that wouldn't allow me to be fully here, fully present in this moment. And there's something about speaking words like this, it's a type of incantation that actually has an impact on what is happening around you. There is power to the words that we speak, the language that we use. Our language is part of this triad. And I wish I had a slide for this, but what we focus on, what we're doing with our bodies, and the language that we're using more or less determines our emotional state, the state that we're in. So by having language like this at your command, you're actually giving yourself power in situations where otherwise you might feel powerless. I don't know what to do right now, or this thought just keeps coming into my head. I don't know what to do, or I know we said we were going to make love tonight, but I can't stop thinking about the baseball game, you know, whatever it is. So this gives you a way of reclaiming that power for yourself through the language that you choose. And at the very end, this activate change and generate healing immediately. Now, this is part of our work. We are trained in this modality called infinity practice. So we use this. This is our language that other infinity practitioners use as well. You can change it to something that's really effective for you. This last statement, activate change and generate healing immediately. It's basically like we're saying, we're not messing around here. Like, now is the time. Like, close those circuits now. And I invite that to happen now, in this moment. And the purpose of the deep cleansing breath is to like imbue this statement with some physical energy. So as you breathe in deep, and you can imagine collecting all of those things that are just like persisting and annoying you in that moment. And then as you exhale, letting those things flow out of you, whether it's just out of you in all directions, or maybe down through your roots into the core of the earth, where they can be transmuted into something more powerful. Whatever it is, that breath helps you expel them from the moment. So I invite you to either try using this when you feel like you're not being present, or take this and alter it in a way that feels right for you, and have that command at your command, so that in the moment, you're not a victim to your mind, to your monkey mind.
And this is also an amazing tool to use really with anything in your life. Like we can put this up on our site, which will give you all the details of the site and how to get recordings and all of that tomorrow via email. And we can put this statement up there as well as one that's a little bit less geared towards relationship. But I mean, I use this particular thing, closing circuits, before I go to bed at night. We both do, or in the day when I'm just like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on and how do I be present? So it's a really beautiful tool that can be super effective.
Yeah. Or if like you're in conflict but you just can't, like, you can't go there right now because you got to take care of the kids, or there's something else more pressing that needs attention. You can close circuits on that conflict and revisit it at a later time.
Great. So I'm noticing the time. It's 8:04.
Yeah, it's time to exercise. Just kidding. Although it might be worth, if you need to, like, stand up and just shake your body out.
Do that while we talk for a moment.
Good question. Okay, so we took a little extra time at the beginning to go through some of the logistics and just telling you how excited we are to be here with you. That's not going to change with the sessions coming up, but we won't take as much time to be as enthusiastic about it. So we are going to walk you through an exercise, and then we also have some homework for you. And then we're going to take some time for questions. If you have to drop off immediately at 1:30, and yes, Laura, just to answer your question, we can make sure you have a printout of that. I'm assuming you're talking about the closing circuits slide, so we can definitely get that to you. So we will stay here. We'll make sure that we have time to answer any questions that come up.
If there are questions, we're here to answer them, and you can either stay on the line or listen to them later if you're interested in hearing what other people are asking. But I think it'd be great to just dive into this exercise. It won't be long, and then we can open the lines for questions. So two things. I know some of you are here with your partner and doing this together, and some of you are doing this alone, but are in partnership or even in partnership. But this is a great exercise to do alone or together. And we've sort of geared it to do together with your partner, but we'll add in how to do it alone as well.
Great.
Okay. So we'll begin. Really, this exercise is a way in which we can practice presence together and practice finding presence in ourself, and then how our presence can shift when we connect with another person. Ideally, that would be your partner here, but
this is something that you could do with a friend.
Yep.
And or you could do this exercise in front of a mirror
with yourself,
and that it will become evident where to do that and what we mean as we proceed. Mm-hmm.
So I'll invite you to again just to close your eyes, and if you are with your partner on the line, just maybe facing each other. If you can get comfortable facing each other.
With your eyes closed.
And if you're on your own, just really getting comfortable and sinking into having your eyes closed and sinking into your own experience in the moment, tuning into your breath. Tuning into your physical sensations, just what's going on in your body, how are you processing all this information, and just feeling how your body is, tuning into if there's tension, or if you feel really relaxed, or if you're inspired, or if you have emotions coming up or frustrations, just tuning into all of that for yourself. Allowing yourself to just bring presence to the here and now.
You might notice where you feel tension in your body, where you feel relaxed in your body. You might even ask yourself, does that tension that I'm feeling, does it have a name? And you might find that the physical sensations that you have are connected to your emotional experience.
And without getting too stuck in the story or anything, just really allowing yourself to witness what it is that you're feeling. See if you cannot bring judgment or projection to it, but really just holding space for yourself, just being present with yourself, being a yes, allowing things to flush through. Finding your center. And when you're ready, and there's no rush, but when you're ready, we invite you to open your eyes, and first with just a soft gaze, maybe on the floor in front of you or in your lap, just seeing how that simple thing of opening your eyes at a soft gaze, how that impacts your internal presence. How can you have literally your focus of your eyes on something, but your attention still inward? And if you need to close your eyes to recenter, you can do that. Just sort of playing with that. And then when you're ready and you feel like you've kind of got that down, if you're in front of your partner, we just invite you to bring your gaze to meet theirs. And as you're doing that, really just feeling how that impacts you. And if you're alone, you can, I'm assuming you don't have a mirror right in front of you right now, but later you could maybe do this in the mirror. For now, I might just choose an object in the room, whether it's a plant or a picture or a painting or whatever it is, something. And just bringing your attention, I mean, your focus to that, and seeing if you can keep your attention inwards, feeling your presence. Seeing if you can keep your energetic autonomy, really. And if you need to close your eyes again to recenter, go for it. Just sort of feeling what it feels like.
It can be amazing to notice how even if you're doing this alone, how even gazing upon a plant or your phone or your computer has an impact on your internal experience. That's happening all the time. And for those of you who are doing this with your partner, maybe you're seeing already how different your experience becomes when you're there with your partner. And you can feel perhaps that tension between your own experience, that baseline, and what happens when you and your partner are in that space together, making eye contact. And you might just notice, like, as you do this with your eyes open, am I being a yes in this moment? And what does that mean? Am I open to the experience that I'm having? Or is something within me shutting it down? Am I afraid I'm not getting it right? Am I afraid, like, is something else supposed to be happening? Should there be fireworks right now? Well, maybe for some of you there will be, but no, not necessarily. And then if you're doing this exercise with someone, then you might actually just reach out and touch them lightly on their knee, on their hand, and see how that impacts your experience of each other. And as Chloe mentioned, not being afraid at any moment to just simply close your eyes and come back to that centered place of checking in with your breath, your physical sensation, your emotional state, what's happening within you, your connection to something greater. All of that experience is happening within you in that moment. And then you can open your eyes and see again what it feels like. So that's the exercise portion of tonight. And this is something that you can do again as an experiment. And we are actually going to give you a little bit of an enhancement for your homework. So this is an exercise that you can do over the course of the coming week. And you can do this ideally with your partner. If you're not working with your partner, you can do it with a friend. You can do it in the mirror. I'm not sure if this would necessarily work with a plant. but this is great. Actually, I love, especially if you're single and you're listening to this, these kinds of things can be really great to do with your friends because, you know, at least until we get to the sex part of the of the course, because so many of these skills are, as we've said earlier, they translate into the other areas of your life as well. So, Chloe, do you want to give them the homework or do you want me to do it?
Well, I can start and you'll
all right.
feed in. So basically the homework is taking that exercise that we just did, the presencing exercise, and we're going to add the element of feedback in. And really that just means if you're with your partner or across from somebody, maybe you just both have a hand on your knee or you're holding your hand. And it's really about being there together, presencing together like we just did. But when you feel, and they're taking turns doing this, right? So right. one's giving feedback, one's just being present. So one of you...
So you have to decide at the beginning.
You have to decide at the beginning who's going to be the one giving feedback and who's just going to be the one presencing. And so you'll sit there and one will be, well, both of you will be very present, but you'll be in the presencing. And then the one giving feedback would just give a nudge or a squeeze or something to the knee or the hand. And basically just signaling, hey, I don't feel you being here and being fully present with me. And you just get to give a little feedback, like a little, hey, nudge, squeeze, whatever it is. And for some of you, that might only happen once or twice. And for some of you, you might be doing that a lot until that person is taking that feedback in and being like, oh, actually you're right. And how can I show up more fully present? But it's just a great way, because you might be feeling like you're fully present and then yet the feedback you're getting from your partner or your friend, if you're doing it with a friend, is that you're not being present at all. So what is it? How can you change your internal presence? What is it about? It's just a practice of like, what is it going to take for me to, for my partner or my friend to feel like I'm fully here? And it's just like a great way to do it. And then you'll switch. And one of you and the person that was being the presencer is now giving the feedback. And you can just switch back and forth. And then at the end, just having a bit of a conversation and explaining, hey, or saying what the experience was for you as being the one who's being present and what was the experience of you giving the feedback. And it might be really interesting for you to just get some ideas of like, oh, when I did this, they really felt my presence. But when I did that, they didn't feel my presence at all. And so it begins to help you fine tune your presencing and how you can attune to each other, how you can meet each other.
Yeah. So some helpful hints. One is that you could also decide on a code word. Like, so if you're the one giving feedback and you notice that your partner isn't quite present, then you could say pineapple or something. So you can nudge them. You can say pineapple. You can give them a smack on the shoulder.
Don't smack too hard.
Right. Don't get violent. but these are all ways of just bringing your partner back into presence, back into the moment. When you're chatting with each other and giving feedback, oh, and by the way, I would set a time limit. So say like, okay, I'm going to set a timer for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And for 2 minutes, your job is to be present with me and I'm going to give you feedback. And then after time is up, then you switch and you do another 2 minutes with the roles reversed. When you're giving each other verbal feedback, then it might be helpful to talk about like, what, how do you know when I'm being present, or how do you know when I'm not being present? And that hopefully can open some dialogue for you with your partner, with your friend. If you're doing this alone, a good way to do the exercise is to put your attention on something. And when you notice your attention has wavered, that's when you can use a code word. You can, smack yourself on the thigh or something. Like, it's a way of bringing yourself back and into the moment and putting your attention on that thing. So you're training yourself. And in some ways that's easier because you're not getting all that information that you get when you're with another human. But again, this is a way of being defined so that, oh, I'm not in the moment and bam, I'm smacking my own thigh and now I'm coming back and I'm putting my attention on that plant. So I guess you can do it with a plant. I was wrong. And the other thing that you might experiment with, so just a little note on this homework, is you might experiment with when you are the one who is being present, try to put your attention on different places within you. So what happens when I'm being with my partner and I put my attention on my heart? What happens when I put my attention in my head? What happens when I put my attention in my belly or in my root, where my sex drive comes from? How does that shift my presence with my partner? Or what happens if I put my attention on them? So on their heart, on their head, on their sex, on their power, and see and start to play with how that brings you into closer connection and deeper presence and where it takes you out. And it might be interesting if you are experimenting with that to get feedback from your partner, like, could they tell when you were just in your head? Could they tell when you moved into your gut? And see how playing with that changes your experience of each other.
Great.
That's your homework.
That's your homework. Just that. And we're, you know, with the Facebook group and email, you're welcome to ask questions if that's not quite clear or something comes up for you with that. And we can also answer the questions next call about the homework. But now we're going to move on to answering your questions, if you have any. And we'll just see. Maybe if you do have a question, you could just write, I have a question, in the chat area. And we'll see if any of you do. I know there's a lot to chew on and sit with here. So maybe you don't tonight.
Well, we'll give them a moment to ponder their questions. And while you are, I just want to say that the benefit of being here live is that we want your feedback and your questions. So as the class evolves, please do be in touch with us through the Facebook group, which we will make you a member of. And if you haven't friended us on Facebook yet, please do so that we can make you a member of the group. You can also email us. The best email address to use is thrive@thenewloveparadigm.com. And I'm going to put that into the chat here. That gets to both me and Chloe. And that way we can incorporate your feedback and your questions into the next class. So our goal is to, while we have a pretty set idea of how this is going to go, then we want to be able to also incorporate your feedback to make this the best possible experience for you that we can. So we have a question from Anna or Anna. Oh, okay. So her question is, for the homework, how long would you recommend the turn taking to be? So I think start easy with yourself. So it could literally be 1 minute each or 2 minutes each if 1 minute feels like it's too short. And you could do, you could each have a turn and then Actually, what I would do is I would break in the middle, so in between each turn, and give verbal feedback mm-hmm. to each other, and then switch and then give verbal feedback. And you could do a couple rounds of this and call it a night. And once you do it once, then over the course of the week, I would say to do it, say, 3 or 4 times. So it doesn't have to be every day. But when you can take 5 minutes and do 2 minutes each, that would be great. And maybe you spend the first minute going through the presencing part that we did. So your first minute would be simply tuning into yourself, getting centered, and really checking in with your own experience. Mm-hmm. And then once you've dropped in to your own experience, then you drop in with each other.
Mm-hmm. And just to give you a little bit of a sense of, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to do this exercise, but also this really is like great practice. It's such great practice for when you're in communication, which we're moving into next week, when you're in your life and you're just relating to each other or relating to the world. It's like, it just gives you this gauging of how you're showing up.
Yeah. So you can notice when you're in line at Target, if you shop at Target, you can notice like, am I being present right now? Am I present to the people in line with me? Am I present for the cashier? There are all kinds of opportunities as you move through your world to check in with yourself and then see how that affects the interactions that you're having as you move through your life.
Great.
That was one really important point that we wanted to make at the very, very beginning, which was that so much of this technology of relationship that we're giving you is it's as much about your relationship with yourself as it is about your relationship with your partner. So our goal through the whole course is really going to be to help you get more and more related to your own experience so that you can bring that richness of who you are into how you connect with other people.
Beautiful. Are there any other questions? It's looking like we are all set. And again, if you have questions that you'd want to ask privately, feel free, or ask them on the Facebook page, and then we can all have the benefit of seeing the answers. And again, like if there's questions that come up for you in the week, you could send them to us and we can actually read those questions during the next week's class so that we can answer them live on the call, which can be really helpful. So just putting it out there, if things come up for you, we want to hear.
Yeah. And another thing that would be helpful for us is to give us feedback on the format. Like, is this technology, the webinar format, is that working for you? The option that we were working with that we had a little glitch with was more something that we could call in. So it had the potential to be a little bit more interactive during the call. But then again, there's so much material for us to cover. So anyway, this feels like it could work for us, and maybe this could actually work for you, but we want to know. And hopefully it's not having to put your hand over the camera that's holding you back from asking a question right now. Great. Thank you, Laura, for saying that. I guess the biggest thing is that we actually do want to be able to hear your voices at times. So it will help. So especially as you have questions and as we go deeper. So if you feel like this webinar is holding you back from really jumping in, then do let us know and we'll work with you.
Great. Thanks, Rita. It's good for you too. Great. Good.
Well, Chloe, do you want to, thanks, Anna. Do you want to do a quick closing before we, I know I'm just springing that on you.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Mavis.
Mavis is saying she's interested in looking for evidence of presence and attunement in the debate. Mm. Yeah, we're excited to
see how that all goes down. So, yeah, thank you all so much for being here. And thank you all for everyone who's showing up to listen to the recording later on. Thank you also for showing up and being here. And it's really so great for us to share this with you. And it's just been really, really a fun time.
Yes. Today. And you're all literally on the forefront and you are all over the world. I think we have people on in the course from several continents.
Yes.
So that's very exciting for
really
us.
Really exciting.
And hopefully you enjoy being pioneers in making your relationships amazing.
Yeah. Have a great rest of your evening and we will see you next week.
Same time.
Same time, Monday at 7. And good luck on your homework. And tomorrow we'll be sending out the Facebook group information and all the information for you to get the recordings so you can listen to it again. All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Take care. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. You're welcome. Good night.